Richard, when you say, though, you have the evidence, and Mike, you have the evidence about, let's say, the face on Mars, and that NASA, for example, as you write, deliberately altered the pictures from the surface to make the planet look more alien. How do you know this? Where's the real proof here?
Well, okay, I can tell you, for one thing, that last reference that you made on the color pictures that have come back from Viking and from Mars Pathfinder, and we detail this all in Dark Mission, you can plainly prove that they have altered the color of not only the sky, but of the entire image to make the whole planet Mars look this technicolor red, as we like to call it. You have controls. You have color dials. You have pictures of American flags that are on the side of Viking, and you can plainly see that the color has been tweaked way, way, way over into the red to make the images appear red. You also have stories, documented stories, like that of, again, Dr. Gil Levin, who ran the label release experiment that came back positive for life on Viking and was subsequently shot down by NASA, and he was sitting in JPL when the first images of Mars came back, and it looked like Arizona, blue skies, brown rocks, you know, you had some even greenish splotches on some of the rocks. And then some guy came through on the order of headquarters and turned all the color dials way over to the red to make it look red. And in addition to that,
let me make one correction. It was not only Levin, it was also Levin's son.
So there was more than one witness.
Who is now a PhD physicist, George, at MIT, and has written about this extensively. How he, as a teenager, you know, teenagers have no fear. So when he saw the NASA field coming around and basically changing on the orders from up top somewhere, he didn't know where the orders were coming from, changing all the monitors to red, he went around and switched them all back so Mars looked like Earth again, the way the actual official image on the screen had initially appeared. Well, Jim Martin, who was the project manager of Viking at that time from Langley, called him into his office, and Gil said that he was sitting in an outside office and looking through the glass, and he saw the project manager yelling at his teenage son, who was working as an intern on the mission. A lot of the PIs, the principal investigators, have been able to bring their teenage children to work on the mission so they could get a feel for science as it was really being done. I mean, incredible experience for a young person, up and until the head of the project dresses you down in front of everybody for tweaking the color controls on a monitor. And then he was told, Levin's son was told, that he would be thrown off campus, ejected from JPL, not able to come back, you know, to his intern job unless he left the monitors alone. Some years later, we find from Levin's own testimony in this written essay that he's done, which is available on the web, and part of it is, I think, quoted in Dark Mission, he said that the head of NASA himself, who at that time was a Mormon from Utah named, come on, Mike, help me.
I don't remember, honestly, at that time.
What year? What year?
It was 1976.
Not Jastrow.
No. Jastrow was never head of NASA.
Okay.
Someone will come up with it.
We'll get it for you.
Anyway, he actually called the head of the project at JPL and ordered him to destroy to destroy the negative, which showed a blue Martian sky and an Arizona-like Martian terrain that had been beamed down from Viking at 5-something in the morning on the first day after they had landed. Now, in any scientific process, to authoritatively and administratively order data to be destroyed, I mean, why didn't they put it in the archive and say, as they said to us in the press conference, because remember, I was there covering for CBS, well, when we took a careful look at the filters and calibrated the photos, turned out we had infrared leakage, and this photo is not exactly what Mars looks like. Here's a more accurate. No, they didn't do that. They ordered him, this particular individual, the administrator of NASA, ordered the head of the project to destroy that blue sky Mars negative. Fortunately, enough people in the press kept their copies of the color prints, and with the web, they got published all over the world. So there's no way to keep that little, you know, secret in a drawer anymore. But this shows you the length to which NASA will go to intimidate people, to change data, to foster some kind of political appreciation for a very hostile, very unearthly, very alien Mars. And obviously, you got to ask the question, why would they go to the trouble of doing all that?
Well, was it Jim Fletcher, by the way?
Jim Fletcher, exactly.
Okay, there you
Thanks
go.
Thanks once again to the Coast audience.
Yes, they're there. I got a million Jim Fletchers for you. Thanks. Well, okay, so they doctor photographs.
Yeah.
Why? Hmm. Why? Why, well, don't tell, why don't you say, why don't you say the planet looks Earth-like and it's got a blue sky, which means it's got some kind of an atmosphere? Mike,
right,
why?
Why? My 30-second take, and then Mike can take it from there.
All right.
The bottom line is NASA is a lie. It's a lie. I will repeat, it's a lie. Even the people who work there don't realize the depth of the lie. We're not looking for life out there. We've never been looking for life out there. We will slap down anybody who finds life out there. Talk to Gil Levin if you don't believe that. And I got a story, you know, for later on if we have time to kind of reinforce that. So everything about NASA is designed to make us think the Earth is unique, the Earth is the only home for life, the Earth is the only wonderful, nice, benign place in the solar system, and the more alien and weird and terrifyingly unappealing they can make Mars, the more no serious scientist will have the courage to say, but wait a minute, what about those readings we got when we landed and picked up the soil and put it in the hopper and we got all that extraordinary evidence of actual life according to our pre-mission scenarios?